Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we come to you every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our program today, I'm going to be going over some of the events that are in the news, and also I have a YouTube channel, and my YouTube channel is Jonah T for Tom 48, and I get some very interesting comments on my YouTube channel, so I thought I would share some of those with you today. I'm always surprised, really, by some of the comments that people make, especially Christian people, because we're not, the Bible says we're not supposed to be ignorant, so we're supposed to know true people of God from false people of God. We are supposed to recognize those things, and also we are told in the Word of God to warn people. So I've made a few videos that I have on there, and two or three of them in particular get a lot of hits. My Benny Hinn, Paula White video, and my Eddie Long and T.D. Jakes video. Those are the two that get the most hits, and it just goes to show you there is a tremendous amount of interest in Benny Hinn, Paula White, T.D. Jakes, and Eddie Long. So I'll be going over some of those comments with you today. Also, we do have a website, and the website is propheticnews.com. So you can check that out. And also, if you have a question or a comment, you can call in today at 914-338-1638. And the chat room is open, so you can also post your comments there, and we'll be checking that. So I thought there was a few interesting things in the news this week. Paul Crouch Jr., who is the son of Jan and Paul Crouch, the founders of TBN, well, he had quite an impressive position there at TBN. I think he was the chief of staff, and he was also in charge of some of the programming there. But he resigned, and he resigned to say that he was going to accept some other jobs in Christian television. Well, I thought that was very curious. Why would somebody want to leave a job like that when you're working for your parents and probably getting a great salary with a lot of perks? And anyway, it turns out that Paul Crouch Jr. took a job with the Word Network. And if any of you have ever watched the Word Network, well, there's so many false prophets and false teachers on the Word Network. It's just very, very strange that Paul Crouch Jr. would take a job there. I'm not even sure he's saved, to tell you the truth. Is Paul Crouch Jr. really born again? I mean, TBN, they do a pretty good job with false teachers and false prophets. So it's very, very curious. Also, we see there was a big scandal in the news this week with the at Penn State University, where there was a man, an assistant football coach, who had been allegedly molesting many, many children over the years. And someone came forward years ago to report this man to some of the higher-ups there at Penn State, and because he alleges that he saw him in a shower with a 10-year-old boy. So I'm wondering, how does a child molester or a suspected child molester, why aren't these things reported to the police? We even see these kind of things going on in churches where people or pastors or some of the people in the church were caught molesting the children. They were not reported to the police. They tried to cover these things up. There was even a situation in a church that I had attended once where the founder of the church was brought up on child molestation charges. And so far we haven't heard anything about it except that there was a lawsuit filed by the victim, and the police never filed charges, which I found very curious. But then a friend of mine that still attends the church, she said that, well, she believes that he repented. So, okay, well, child molestation is very, very, very serious. And usually if there's one victim, there's more than one victim. So even if the person repents, I certainly would not, it's not a crime that repenting is just good enough. It is a very serious crime, and it's a crime where these people need to be brought to justice, because I wouldn't want any child to be around a suspected child molester. So these are not the kind of things that should be hidden or covered up or people paid off. It's a terrible, terrible thing that happened there at Penn State. And we know that it happens in many of the churches around the country. So if you know of anybody that's a child molester, they need to be brought to justice to protect the other children. And also, parents, please be careful with your children, especially around strangers, teachers, coaches, doctors, dentists, anybody that can try to be alone with your child. Be diligent and keep an eye out, because children are innocent and they can't protect themselves. So also, I wanted to mention the vaccinations to you. I have some links on my website, propheticnews.com, about most of the vaccines that contain aborted babies. Now, if you want to vaccinate your child, that's your business. I don't tell people whether to vaccinate or not vaccinate, but I do want to make you aware of what is in most of the vaccinations so that you can avoid those and ask for the vaccines that are safe, that don't contain aborted babies and don't contain mercury. And some of the things that can hurt your child, they can also hurt you. Some of the adult vaccines, I think the shingles vaccine, chickenpox, and some of the rabies vaccines contain aborted babies. So you certainly don't want to inject yourself with this type of thing, and you certainly don't want to inject a baby with these type of things. So in this day and age of the internet, anybody can go on the internet and look up vaccines from abortion and find out which vaccines contain the aborted babies. And these are the ones you want to avoid. I'm still amazed myself that there isn't a huge outcry about this. You don't really hear too many people talking about it, and it's a secret that they try to keep secret. But anyway, I try to mention it as much as possible so that you'll take the information and you can tell other people as well. And I think we'd see a big decrease in autism and some of these neurological problems that children are having, especially after they receive some of the vaccinations. But also we see some of the there was an interesting story in the news this week, which I thought it was really a dreadful story. There was a 70-year-old man that was kidnapped and raped by three other men. It's, you know, we are in the end times. If you look at the news and you see some of the things that are happening, you just can't believe these news stories. And the Bible said that in the end times, men would wax worse and worse, and we're certainly seeing that. We're seeing a increase in lawlessness. We're seeing an increase in poverty, increase in foreclosures, an increase in persecution against Christians. Jesus said that we would be hated, true Christians would, we would be hated because of our faith and because of our stand. And that seems to be what I'm seeing in a lot of these YouTube comments that I get from people. Some of them are really hateful, and I wonder why people would be so defensive against, you know, in favor of a false prophet like Benny Hinn or a false prophet like T.D. Jakes and Eddie Long. Why do people defend these people? And why can't they see that these people are hurting the cause of Christ? They bring a reproach to the cause of Christ. Now, I don't have anything personally against Benny Hinn or Eddie Long or T.D. Jakes, but many of the teachings are false teachings, especially the fundraising. If Benny Hinn was a real Christian and he really loved Jesus the way he claims he does, then why would he use manipulation and witchcraft to raise funds? That is not Christian. That is not a way that we are supposed to behave in front of the world, especially when you have such a big ministry, I put that in quotes, where you're so visible on television and you have millions of people possibly viewing you every week. Why do you have to manipulate and lie to people, especially in the fundraising? I'm always, if I see someone using manipulation to raise money, then I have to question everything they're doing, because anybody that's a real Christian and you're really born again and you have the mind of Christ, you have the Holy Spirit to convict you, you know that these things are wrong, but yet they continue to do it because it seems to work. They're able to raise multiple millions of dollars to support their lavish lifestyles, and they don't care how they do it. But that is not the sign of a true Christian ministry. Now, I'm not opposed to anybody raising funds if they need to raise funds or they want to raise funds for their ministry. Of course, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. So really, you don't really need to let anybody know that you have a need, except that you need to tell God, or you might be in a position where, say, you know, you lost your job and you can't meet your mortgage payment or pay your light bill, well, then, of course, you can go to the body of Christ and let them know that you have a need. But Christian ministry, for the most part, we're supposed to let our needs be made known to God. He's perfectly able to speak to other people. He's perfectly able to find a way to get you the money that you need to do your ministry. So we never have to beg, and we certainly don't have to manipulate people to preach the gospel, because anybody could preach the gospel as long as you have a mouth. It doesn't cost anything to open it. Hallelujah. But yes, you know, if you have a building and I realize that the electric has to be paid and the telephone bill has to be paid, so sure, there are legitimate needs in a ministry, but to support somebody's $10 million jet and their $9 million mansion and their presidential suites at Benny Hinn's, he doesn't stay in a regular hotel room. No, he has to have a presidential suite when he travels. And but then they're always begging for money. They don't have enough money. But yet he won't sell his $1 million house or his $5 million jet to pay for his ministry. But it's like a friend of mine was saying a few weeks ago that when the Swaggerts ask people, Jimmy and Francis Swaggart, when they ask people for money, they ask you to sacrifice, but yet they will not sacrifice themselves. And a mark of a true ministry is when they're willing to sacrifice everything they have for the cause of Christ, and not only ask you to sacrifice, but they'll do it also. So a few scriptures that I wanted to go over with you, because the Bible does say that we're supposed to warn people about false prophets. The Bible says to mark people that bring division. These are scriptures that we have to have a knowledge of, so that we can help people. Because you can't just let, say for instance, you had a friend that was going to church when at the time when Jim Jones was the pastor of a church, and you had a friend that was going there, and you never said anything to them, because you said, like some of the comments I get, well, just let the Lord take care of it. You don't have to say anything. Well, that's foolishness. I mean, that's just utter foolishness, because what kind of a friend would you be if you didn't warn your friend that Jim Jones was a false prophet, he was a monster, and try to get your friend away from that cult? You wouldn't be much of a friend if you didn't try to do something. But some of the scriptures of Jeremiah 14:14 says, then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And I see this quite often. There'll be these teachers and authors, and they write articles and books, and it seems like what they're saying, wow, what they're saying is, yeah, that's really how I feel. And they know how to hit a nerve with you. But yeah, if you go deeper and do some investigating, you'll find out that sometimes they're involved with New Age teachers. Or if you study some of their teachings, you'll see that there are so many things that are in error. So we have to be careful that when someone comes along and it looks good and it sounds good, well, it really may not be good for you. We can always check everything out with the Word of God, and if it doesn't agree with God's Word, then just avoid it. Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Well, this is Jesus talking, so he is warning people. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Mark 13:22, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. So we see, I've seen this happen where there was one guy, Todd Bentley, years ago, and he had all these tattoos, and he had all these piercings, and then he was having these meetings in Lakeland, and a friend of mine was going to the meetings, and I told her, I said, he is a false prophet. He's a false teacher. She said, well, there were people getting raised from the dead at this meeting, and so nothing else mattered. The fact that he was a false teacher and a false prophet, just because she thought people were getting raised from the dead, it didn't matter what he was teaching or what he was saying. Well, there were miracles, but as you could see, Jesus warned us right here to beware of false prophets. And even if there's signs and wonders, that doesn't mean too much. Well, one of the comments that I had made on my YouTube video, T.D. Jakes and Eddie Long, was about T.D. Jakes wearing an earring. Now, I was, I'm wondering why. Why does a grown man, and he doesn't wear it to church that I know of, but once in a while he puts this earring, this diamond stud in his ear, and I just think it's strange. I don't see anywhere in Scripture where men wore earrings. I guess I'm old-fashioned, but, I like to go to church and see my pastor dressed up, possibly on Sunday, in a suit and a tie, and I don't like to see my pastor tattoos. Okay, some people get tattoos before they get saved, but we're not. In Leviticus 19:28, it says, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. So we are not supposed to tattoo our bodies, cut our bodies up. We're not supposed to do these kind of things. So I'm just a little curious as to why after somebody gets saved, they want to mark themselves up, they want to pierce themselves all over the place, and I just think it's strange. Even in the Old Testament, men did not wear earrings. If they took earrings, they took it from Judges 8:24, and Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey. They collected earrings from the Ishmaelites, and only young boys, they could wear an earring while they were under, that meant that they were under their parents, but when they got older, they didn't wear earrings anymore. So I'm wondering, it just seems odd to me that somebody in T.D. Jakes' position would wear an earring. Now, to me, it's just very odd. Let me go to a few of these comments from my YouTube channel, because I just want you to see or listen to in the few minutes we have left here. Now, I had made this video also about Benny Hinn, and you notice that on his TV program, he looks like a Catholic priest. He's got this, he wears this jacket and this kind of a collar look, and it looks like he looks like a little priest. And he's also has visited the Pope. And Now, I know about being a Catholic because I was raised a Catholic. I was a Catholic until I was 12 years old. I went to a Catholic school for about 7 years. So, yes, I know all about it. So, I know what it is. It's a cult. And most Catholics are not born again because they believe that they get born again when they're baptized, when they're a baby. And, of course, you know, confession is made with your mouth, so babies cannot make a confession of faith. But this one comment I had was, lady, you sure run your mouth and seem to be judging everyone but yourself. How can you refer to a church as a cult? Are you judging? Do you really understand your Bible? I am a proud Catholic and know the Lord. You are preying on innocent people, and you are just as guilty. You better ask for God's forgiveness. Thank God my Jesus is not yours. Thank God I am not your follower. Did you say the Catholic Church is a cult? You are out of your mind. Keep your mouth shut if you don't understand the Catholic faith. Yes, I understand the Catholic faith very well. I understand that I never knew Jesus Christ in a real way when I was a Catholic. I knew nothing about being born again. I knew that at the time, if I missed church on Sunday, I had committed a mortal sin, which meant that you would go to hell if you didn't get to the priest and confess your sins, because you were told that you could not confess your sins to God. You had to go to the priest. So when I was growing up, I lived in constant fear that I wouldn't make it to confession, and maybe I would wind up in hell from the time that I missed church on Sunday until the time that I could get over to the church and walk into the confessional booth and confess my sins. So it is bondage. You know, it is real, real bondage. But I get a lot of those comments on YouTube about, now this video that I made about Benny Hinn and Paula White, well, I never said in the video, I never said they were having an affair. I just merely stated that Benny Hinn, his wife had filed for divorce. He was not yet divorced when he was photographed in Rome walking down the street holding hands with Paula White. And from my understanding is if you're still married, you're not supposed to date. You don't date people. I mean, if it was your husband or wife dating someone and you weren't divorced yet, I don't think that you would be too happy about it. So I get some comments like, it's okay to date when you're separated. No, I don't think so. I think that if you're separated, you're supposed to be trying to put your marriage back together and to keep your family together instead of going out and dating somebody. You know, God's into families. Yes, he's into keeping, especially marriages. He likes to see marriages stay together unless there's a good reason, like, you know, the guy's beating you or unsaved person keeps committing adultery or, you know, there's reasons, but just to separate because you're not getting along, well, that, you know, you need to try to get along. That's what God would want. But anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and tune in next week, Saturday at 1 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Check out the YouTube channel, Jonah T for Tom 48, and the website propheticnews.com. God bless you. Give your life to Jesus today. You must be born again.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. Someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven,
and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.